He died for us when we were still sinners. Therefore, if you hear his voice today, do not harden your heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear people of God, today the Holy Mother Church encourages us to come to Christ, the eternal living water. She calls us to break all cultural barriers and prejudice, to let the eternal living water flow into all our hearts. We are here, my dear brothers and sisters, in this church this morning to drink this water of eternal life and salvation, to encounter Jesus, the only one who can give us what we are longing for. Washed in this water of baptism, renewed by the abundance of it at each Eucharist, invited to it in every proclamation of the world, and daily empowered by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the first reading of today tells us of the ordeal of the Israelites in the wilderness. After 430 years of slavery in Egypt, God came to deliver them, according to Exodus chapter 12, verse 40. Nevertheless, they grumbled against Moses and consequently against God because they were thirsty. God instructed Moses to strike the rock. From it, water came forth. The Israelites drank and were satisfied. The same satisfaction Jesus is promising us today. The rock Moses struck and the water gushed from it allegorically and metaphorically prefigures Christ. He is both the rock of salvation and eternal water. So on this third Sunday of Lent, we also need this spiritual drink from the living water that flows out from Christ, the rock of ages. Hence, my dear brothers and sisters, we must draw water from the well of salvation, according to Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3, to quench our spiritual thirst this Lenten season. The responsorial psalm of today, Psalm 95, refers to both the rock of salvation and to our hardened hearts. It reminds us that our hearts are hard and it needs to be softened by God through our grace-prompted and assisted prayer, fasting, and works of mercy, which enable us to receive the living water of the Holy Spirit, salvation, eternal life from the rock of our salvation. In the second reading, Paul describes how that love of Christ is poured into each and every one of us in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Here, Paul implicitly mentions water using the verb to pour in. He reminds us also of how helpless our lives was and could be still without our Lord Jesus Christ, the living water. In other words, Christ made himself the source of our own life through his death. For he says, even when we were sinners, he died for each and every one of us. Hence, in today's gospel reading, Jesus presented himself to the Samaritan woman as the eternal water, the living one. Jesus knew quite well who the woman was, a Samaritan, and also her life story. However, he approached her for a drink. Jesus aimed to allow himself to draw this woman closer, the eternal water. And so, my dear people of God, this underscores the importance of Christ in our life. At about the sixth hour, around noon, a woman came along to draw water from the well. She was too thirsty for something in her life. And to come to the well at that very moment of the day means that she was avoiding the people and that she was hiding something in her life. So other than feeling thirsty, she was feeling physically and emotionally down because her heart was troubled and she had no peace of heart. In her encounter with Jesus, my dear people of God, she became aware of her need for peace, a need that is deeper than the need for water or peace or rest. Hence, she put down her water jar and headed back to the town to tell the people about Jesus. She seemed to have forgotten about her thirst and her troubles because in her encounter with the living water, Jesus, she experienced Jesus as the living one, the living water in her life. Jesus quenched her thirst and calmed her heart such that she forgot about her water jar and went to the people she had been avoiding and hiding from. By breaking the silence and going against social norms and customs and prejudice between the Jews and the Samaritans, Jesus became the gift of God to this woman and her people. Like Jesus, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, we must be ready to take risk for our faith. This is by challenging the unjust rule of social structures and norms. It is by breaking down walls that excludes people and opening up possibilities to them. This is so that we can experience in our life and others can also do so. The argument between Jesus and the woman represents the obstacles that must come when we encounter the world and people to draw them to Christ, the eternal living water. In other words, they represent the rational stubbornness that the society will present to us before they finally yield to the gospel. However, my dear brothers and sisters, if we are connected to this living water, we shall have a better and more convincing witness without getting weary or troubled. Like the Samaritan woman, we need to allow Christ free entry into our personal lives. Jesus wishes to come into our private life, not to embarrass us, my dear brothers and sisters, not to judge us, not to condemn us, but to free us, to change us, to offer us what we really need, which is the living water of the Holy Spirit. And so, let us find in this living water, in the sacraments, in prayer, and in the Holy Bible, especially during this Lenten period. We need to be witnesses, my dear people of God, to Jesus as the Samaritan woman was. Let us have the courage to be Jesus for others, especially in those unexpected places for unwanted people. Let us also have the courage of our Christian conviction to stand for truth, justice in our day-to-day lives. Today's gospel challenges us to get rid of our unholy attachments and evil habits and sinful addictions that keeps us enslaved and idolatrous. Whatever it may be, Jesus is our living water who will cleanse and refresh our hearts, just like this woman. Christ always meets us where we are, at any time, any place, and in any circumstance, we can encounter him. Jesus tells us what he tells this woman, my dear brothers and sisters, if only you know the gift God wants to give you. God wants to be God in our lives. He wants, my dear brothers and sisters, to feel that longing in your hearts. I don't know what you are going through. Just like this woman was looking, thirsting for something in her life. Many of us, even in this church, are thirsting for something, sickness, unfulfilled promises, broken heart. The Lord is sitting beside you, asking you for something. He always asks to fulfill. Because he says, the measure we give out will be the measure he will give us, and it will overflow. This woman gave him water. He gave her something that never dries up. And from that moment, she became another person. The same thing God wants to do in your life. He wants to change us this Lenten period. He wants that living water to continue running in us so that others may come to draw. And so, my dear people of God, Lent is a time to learn from our mistakes, of our overindulgence in food, drink, drug, gambling, and other addictions that distance us from Jesus, the living water. So may we, in this Mass, pray that God always pour that living water into our hearts through Christ our Lord. Amen.